Hey, are you ready? Well, we have about 30 minutes. We have to be there soon. Everyone's already there waiting for us. We're the ones taking forever because of a certain somebody. What's happening? Usually I'm the one that takes forever. You're the one that has to wait. What? Do you suddenly want to make me wait? Is that what's happening? Well, hurry up. Cuz I'm already so hungry. I haven't eaten anything all day just because I was waiting for this dinner. Now everybody's waiting. I just got like a million messages. Hey, where are you? What are you doing? I mean, we still have 30 minutes left. It's gonna be a bit of a drive, so you gotta hurry up. Hey. What's going on? You're not laughing or smiling. You seem tense. I don't know. It just looks like there's something on your mind. Hey. Turn around. Let me see it. Your outfit. Well, you didn't show me what you're gonna wear, and I wanna see it, so turn around. Babe, hey, what's gotten into you? Well, why won't you show me then? Oh, come on, you literally look good in anything. You could go in, I don't know, like a trash bag for all I care, and you'd still look so good. Cause, babe, we've never been ones to care about people, honestly. But I don't think that's what's bothering you. I think there's something more to it. You're just not telling me. Then why won't you face me? Come on, turn around. There you are. You look so good. I don't think you've ever looked any better. And you smell so good too. Come here. Let me fix this up for you. You're a bit of a mess, aren't you? I thought you'd be ready by now. What's happening? Why are you being a little weird? Oh, you know what I mean. I know you so well, babe. If there's something on your mind, or if you're bottling something up and you're not telling me what it is, I can easily see it in your eyes and your face and anything, really. I know you. So what is it? Are you just not wanting to go? I mean, we can totally skip it and just stay home. Or, we could go to dinner by ourselves somewhere, not with everyone else. Is it my parents? I know, they can be a little too much sometimes, but it's not. It's you? What do you mean? You don't think you look good? What? No, I'm not. I'm not laughing. I didn't know that. I mean, you've never really said something like this before. Did someone say something to you? You're just not feeling confident? Babe, look at you. How can you not be confident? You clearly don't see yourself the way that I see you. Which is fine, because, I mean, we are all allowed to have our own insecurities. So I'm not saying that it's wrong at all. In fact, it's totally normal. I feel it sometimes. I mean, I think we've all been at a certain point in our life where we looked good and not looked good. I don't know how I'm trying to say this. Where we look in a mirror and we think that we don't look good enough, you know? I mean, nobody's really satisfied with the way they look, babe. You have skinny people that are insecure. You have bigger people that are insecure. You have middle people that are insecure. The point is, everyone in this world has something that they are insecure about. But what makes us unique is not looking like each other, you know? Looking different. Not that you look different. I mean, you look... Baby, you look amazing. If you didn't... I tell you, trust me, if the outfit was not good, I'm brutal. I will be more than honest with you. But you look so good. Is that hard for you to see that? You've never told me that you're insecure about yourself like that. Well, it's okay, babe. I'm telling you right now, you look amazing. You're gonna look better than everyone else there, I promise. Don't. Look, if the outfit is a problem, then, you know, change it up or something else. Like, maybe a shirt that you're more comfortable in or pants that you're more comfortable in, whatever it may be. Don't feel like you have to change up to fit in or to, you know, don't force yourself to wear something you don't want to. You have to feel good. You have to remember that you look amazing and you're worth it. And that your body is functioning, you know? I mean, there's people out there who have it a lot worse and they don't have that privilege. But you have a very healthy, amazing body. You have an amazing mind, an amazing brain, the prettiest face. Don't put yourself down like that, ever. You're more than enough. In fact, you're the most attractive person I've ever laid eyes on. I mean, why else would I be so helplessly in love with you? I'm not just saying that to sweet talk you or make you feel better, even though I am trying to make you feel better. You know, you get it. I think you're the sexiest person ever. And I don't like when you put yourself down like this. Your body doesn't deserve that, you know? You deserve to show it some love. Seriously. But trust me when I tell you that you are not alone, okay? Thing is, no matter how hard we try, sometimes we might just never be satisfied, right? So how about we say fuck it and we enjoy the moment? Let's not put ourselves down. Because it'll only weigh you down and make you feel sad and deprive you from doing things that you really want to do. Like go to this amazing dinner that has amazing food. We're going to be so full all night that we can't sleep. Just don't think about what everyone else may be thinking, you know? Go out there, do your thing. Feel good about yourself. Try to have confidence. I know, it's easier said than done, trust me. I get it. But I'm gonna help you, okay? I'm telling you right now, you'll look fucking sexy. I mean, sexier than ever. Yeah. You really do. Promise me that you won't put yourself down like that again, okay? And tell me about these things. Don't be ashamed or embarrassed and look away from me, okay? I'm your girlfriend. I want to know these things, and I want to overcome them with you, you know? Babe, there are plenty of ways that you can do that. You just have to try and get over the insecurity so you can gain confidence. I don't know where it starts, but I can tell you this. You really don't have to try much. You look incredible. I promise. I don't ever want to hear that from you again, okay? Pinky promise? Okay. Do you want to change or do you want to stay in your outfit? It's totally up to you. I think you should stay in it because you look hot. All the eyes are going to be on you. But they better not be because I'm going to, you know, rip them out. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Seriously, just stay in it. Throw on a coat and let's get out of here. Go grab some food because I am about to lose my mind. You think I look good too? I think you're the one that makes me look good. Because we just match each other like that. We're the duo couple, the amazing couple. We're better than everyone else there. I don't care if that sounds egoistical, it's true. Shut up. See, I can tell you're feeling a lot better already. Just by your comments. Okay, come on. We gotta go.